Media app.
Badgers and the Buckeyes tonight here in Madison. Time now for our Badger Notebook. And as always, we check in with Patrick Herb. Obviously, this night has been anticipated for a long time for Badgers fans. But, Patrick, this has been a really exciting week. I mean, tonight speaks for itself, but the whole week has been really a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is the crown jewel of the week. And boy, we should expand this beyond football and talk about hockey sweeping at number one Minnesota and cross-country winning a Big Ten championship out in Verona area on that Zimmer course. But you're right, it's been a big week. And on a Thursday night, the Building Champions event happened here on campus, and this is the project that is going to be the biggest fundraising project in Wisconsin athletics history, trying to build a new football indoor facility. It's going to cost $285 million, and collectively UW Athletics is trying to raise $70 million. And so that fundraising initiative kicked off with a great event. You were the MC of it, did an awesome job, and Ted Kellner was there to be honored for he and his wife Mary giving the $20 million leadership donation to that initiative, which is just amazing. But Joe Thomas was there, and Barry was there, and Coach Fickell spoke, and Brady Collins got them all juiced up, the strength coach, and it was a really great event and it part of this big week. Season tickets for next season went on sale, and the early returns were incredible. Over 600 new season tickets were sold in the first day. By comparison, it was about a quarter of that last year at this time, and I think that speaks to the excitement, the momentum maybe with this program, also the fact that Alabama, Penn State, Oregon all come to Camp Randall Stadium. So, yeah, this is a big deal when Ohio State comes. Well, next year there's going to be three of these games where you get a major brand coming into Camp Randall. So, back to tonight's game. This is a big spotlight game. It's NBC's first time that they've come here to do their big Saturday night broadcast. So, with that becomes the pregame show that's going on down here in the corner in front of Bucky's locker room. There's antics with Ron Dane's going to be banging a drum in front of the student section to start the game. James White is here as the honorary captain. There's a national radio broadcast going on. Barstool Big Cat's doing his show down the street, and he's going to be running around on the sidelines. No signs yet if he's going to have a chest painted like he did at the basketball game against Purdue a couple years ago, but there's a drone show happening at halftime. There's pyrotechnics in the pregame and a light show when the teams are announced. Rose Lavelle is here, the World Cup hero. Just there's so much excitement, and these games have a mystique. Night games at Camp Randall, there's a magic to it, and the teams perform pretty well. Wisconsin has won the last 8 night games here at Camp Randall Stadium. The last time they lost, 2016, to this Ohio State team, the last time the Buckeyes came. So there's some magic, and hopefully there's another game left in that magic tonight.
And part of the magic for Wisconsin is a young man we just talked to in the last segment, Will Pauling. You know, Marvin Harrison is, as we said, he may very well be the best player in America. He has been targeted 42 times. Will Pauling, in a much quieter way, has been targeted a lot lately, too, for Wisconsin. This young guy is really delivering, isn't he?
He is, and especially when you put it in terms of kind of Wisconsin wide receivers and where his quick start, his ranking. And at Illinois, he had 7 for 95, and he's been credited with at least 11 targets in each of the last 3 games. He's becoming a favorite for these quarterbacks, whether it's Mordecai or Locke. Against Rutgers, he converted 9 of 17. Wisconsin converted 9 of 17 third downs. 3 of them were from Pauling. Locke threw to Pauling 6 times on third down last week, connecting 3 times for a first down. So it's not just catches. It's catches in big moments. We obviously saw him catch his first touchdown pass against Illinois. Now, the fact that a slot receiver is leading the Badgers shouldn't surprise us. Phil Longo gushed about his love for the slot position, and last year as the OC at North Carolina, slot receiver Josh Downs had 94 catches and over 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns. Now he's on the Indianapolis Colts doing big things as well. But Wisconsin's looking for more explosive plays. That's what they really want to focus on. And Chimray Dike is the only wide receiver in the rotation averaging more than 13 yards per catch. Last season when Long was at Carolina, 3 wide receivers were over 13 yards per catch and 2 tight ends. So the big play is where they're trying to get more out of. Will Pauling made a couple last week.
So Ohio State comes in here unbeaten and certainly a serious national championship contender. We're not into November yet, but they're certainly in that mix. So the question of the week, are they vulnerable, and if so, where?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I thought Phil Longo gave an interesting answer to that this week when he was talking about it. Usually on offense, they try to identify 2-3 weaknesses in the other team. And it's not a disrespectful thing, but it's where they might try to attack. And at practice, those guys that are scouting those positions might wear a different colored penny or a beanie on their helmet. And he said this week there were none. There were no pennies on the field. There aren't any weaknesses. But if you're looking at statistics, where it might be is Ohio State's run game. They've averaged 127 yards rushing per game. That's 10th in the conference. Getting Henderson back will help, certainly. Last year he had a 121 against the Badgers. And the trouble is Wisconsin's defense hasn't exactly thrived stopping the run. They rank 10th in rush defense. But here's one maybe difference maker. Quarterbacks that can be mobile is a big part of what has hurt Wisconsin. Last week, Luke Altmyer ran for 100 yards. Cam Ward had half of the rushing yards when Wisconsin lost to Washington State. Hudson Card had a few big conversions at Purdue. Well, Kyle McCord, the quarterback for Ohio State, is not that player. He has minus 31 yards rushing this season. So, yes, Ohio State is undefeated, but when they've looked human, it's when they've had the inability to run the ball. That's been the indicator. Their narrow win at Notre Dame, they held them to under their average and just 1 yard in the decisive fourth quarter. They had 16 yards rushing in the first half when Maryland was tied with them 10-10 at the half. They finished with just 62. And last week against Penn State, when their offense wasn't explosive, they only had 79 yards rushing. So Wisconsin has to stop that run, try to make them one-dimensional. It's not easy. But if there is a vulnerability, that might be it.
And if you can get him into those tough spots, this crowd will go bonkers. Anything, any help you can get from 76,000 or so would be greatly appreciated. Thank you as always, sir. That's Patrick Herb. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. Our pregame coverage continues. Coming up, we'll hear from head coach Luke Fickell. Brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
As the leaves change color and the air turns crisp, it's time to get your set of wheels ready for the autumn adventures ahead. Stop in today to your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's fall essentials. New wiper blades, motor oil, fuses, air filters, and more. Or you can find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Now that's bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life.
Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people. If you're in need of a licensed plumber or HVAC in the Amory area, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is here to help. With over 20 years of experience in the plumbing trade, they provide quality workmanship for residential and light commercial markets. Whether you need a new bathroom or new kitchen, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating has done it all. And they can help with heating and cooling systems, winterization, soil tests, septic installs, and much more. Call and schedule your free estimate at 715-268-6565. That's 715-268-6565.
Back at Camp Randall Stadium, pregame show continues. Time for our pregame chat with Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. I know, Coach, the goal is always, no matter what happened the previous week, when the guys get going, turn the page, get yourself ready for the next game. But after a game like that with such a dramatic comeback in the fourth quarter, is it natural? I mean, have you noticed during the course of the week a little extra hop, knowing that they finished a game and on the road doing something that's pretty hard to do?
I think you see it definitely early in the week. And then, obviously, this week adds some stuff to it, too. So, all in all, yeah, you get a great feel. I think it's not just the energy on the practice field. It's just guys got a little bit more bounce in just everything that they're doing and walking. They feel good. Winning is amazing what it does to you and what it does to programs and the energy that it creates.
You know, you mentioned again Monday, you mentioned it after the game, there's still areas you want to get better, but we talk about the drive, which was terrific, but the defense had to get a stop first to create that. And as much as you were looking to make corrections, when they had to make plays, they made a few, didn't they?
They did, and that's what ultimately it comes down to. They did move the ball, and we didn't make some plays on third down, but then ultimately we did make the play on third down to get us the ball back. And the great thing is we did it in a timely fashion that we didn't have to use our timeouts as well. So it gave us a little bit more confidence no matter what the clock said it had on it, you know, to be able to have those timeouts too. I think that just talking with the offense, that's one of those things that, boy, just opens up a lot of things for you. So it's a good thing the way the defense did get us off the field, didn't have to use some of those in the situation in order to get the ball back.
It sounds like Ohio State is getting closer to full strength. They were talking about Travion Henderson, so on and so forth, Emeka Ogbuka, but I'd be a fool if I didn't start this by talking about Marvin Harrison. I mean, just, we know about his father. Marvin's even taller. He's got about 4 inches on him. But what is it, as you study him, you and your staff, what is it that separates him from most in this game?
I don't know that there's a weakness, you know, and that's the unique thing. Sometimes guys are really fast, and you think, well, okay, if we can get hands on them, then we can disrupt them. And then there's guys that are really tall, and you say, well, you know, if we can stay off them, they don't get in out of their breaks as well. The unique thing is he's kind of a combination of everything. He's got size, he's got speed, he's as fluid of a wide receiver as I've seen. You know, he goes deep, he comes inside, he really has the whole gamut. You know, and I think they do a great job at using him in many different ways, obviously getting the ball, but also in using him to draw more attention to give us some other opportunities for others.
Yeah, I was going to say, and those others are pretty good in their own right, correct? I mean, I know they've had guys in and out of the lineup, but it seems like their depth is as good as
usual. Yeah, it is. It you know, sometimes that's probably the toughest thing for them is just finding ways to move the ball around as many guys as they do have. But, you know, I think that's what Marvin does. It looks like he's an unselfish guy. You know, people kind of roll to him or do something and ball goes the other direction. It doesn't seem like he's a guy over there complaining, so that you could tell that the morale seems to be like it's a pretty good thing, and that's what makes them, in my opinion, so tough to defend.
Defensively, quickly on Ohio State, I know they're not giving up big plays. That's an area they wanted to improve upon from the end of last year, but it seems like there's almost always a difference maker there. If it was the Boza boys, if it was Chase Young in more recent years, Tui Moloau is maybe one of those guys on the defensive line.
That's what I think that I've – and I haven't studied them in the last few years, but collectively, just from what I have seen, like, again, there's not a bunch of weakness. Is there a Chase Young? Is there a Nick Bosa? I don't know exactly, but difference being that, you know, the kind of everything, they got length, they got speed, they play really hard. They've done a great job at not giving up big plays. So I think the multitude of where they are getting a lot of their production from might be what's the biggest difference defensively for them.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame interview with the head coach is presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Stay with us. We'll check out some scores, take a look at the lineups, all that coming up. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the Children's Hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Men, if your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
Today, Indiana gave Penn State all it wanted, but the Nittany Lions get 9 points in the closing minutes. A touchdown and then a safety to get out with a win against the Hoosiers, 33-24. The Badgers head down to Bloomington to take on IU next Saturday, 11 a.m. Central Time. Northwestern now 4 wins on the season, taking down Maryland in Evanston today, 33-27. Minnesota was able to take care of business against Michigan State. The Gophers over the Spartans, 27-12. And Nebraska, much improved under first-year head coach Matt Rhule. It was the Huskers, 31, Purdue, 14. Among games of national interest, Lance Leipold's Kansas Jayhawks with a touchdown in the final minute to defeat previously unbeaten in sixth-ranked Oklahoma, 38-33. The Cal Bears, Justin Wilcox, a former Badger assistant, been the head man out at Cal for a few years. His team leads USC in the fourth quarter, 43-29. Georgia remains unbeaten as they won the game that they used to refer to as the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. They don't officially call it that, even though it still is. Georgia 43, Florida 20. Now let's check out the UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Tanner Mordecai remains out for Wisconsin. There was a report that Jordan Turner was unavailable. That was a mistake. He is available in uniform tonight for Wisconsin. Among those out for Ohio State, big running back Mayan Williams, who hurt Wisconsin last year, had 101 rushing yards on 11 carries. He is not available. But those who haven't been but are tonight's cornerback Denzel Burke, running back Travion Henderson, who's missed the last three games, and they say Emeka Abuka, one of their outstanding wide receivers, is available this evening. And that is your UW Health injury update. Now let's take a look at the U.S. Bank starting lineups. You can bank on us, U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. For Ohio State on offense, up front, the left tackle is Josh Simmons. The left guard is Donovan Jackson. The center from Spring Valley, Wisconsin, St. Croix Central High School, redshirt freshman Carson Hinsman. The right guard is Matthew Jones. Josh Fryer is the right tackle. Cade Stover is the tight end, and he is an outstanding tight end. 27 catches, nearly 16 per, 3 touchdowns. He had a couple of touchdown catches against Wisconsin a year ago. The wide receivers, Marvin Harrison Jr. and Julian Fleming. If Abuka doesn't start, Xavier Johnson would be high in that rotation as well. Travion Henderson, the 5'10", 212-pound junior from Hopewell, Virginia. The running back, Chip Trainum from Akron, Ohio, figures to get in there as well. Dallas Hayden could rotate in the backfield as well for Ohio State. And Kyle McCord, third year in the program, first year as a starter. He's hit on 64% of his passes for better than 1,900 yards, 12 touchdowns, just one interception. For the Wisconsin Badgers defense up front, they've got James Thompson Jr., Gio Paez, and Rodas Johnson. The linebackers, Jake Chaney and Muma Jungmeta. We mentioned Jordan Turner is available. Daryl Peterson and C.J. Getz are the outside linebackers. On the corners are Alexander Smith and Ricardo Hallman. The safeties are Kamoi Eli and Hunter Waller. In the slot corner is Jason Maitre. And those are your U.S. Bank starting lineups. Ohio State has won the last 9 games of this series. The Badgers trying to snap that streak here tonight. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt kickoff is up next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford Tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you, Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wiggly, wiggly, shop the pig!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football. On Target.
There's a lot of deep roots here.
Another turnover forced by the Wisconsin defense.
On Our Game.
The culture is incredibly strong.
Floater intercepted. He's gone. He's gone. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
On the Rise.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
Hello. That's how you start your final home game of the year.
On the Verge.
We got one objective and one goal, and it's to play for a championship.
All the way.
On Wisconsin, it's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. The Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, buildingwisconsintogether.com, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Kickoff is just moments away. Now, with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
From Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Kerr, Mike Keller, Dave McCann, as well as Brady Fife back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football. And we welcome you to this highly anticipating matchup, the Wisconsin Badgers and the unbeaten and third-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. The first trip for Ohio State to this stadium since 2016. Matter of fact, the last two visits Ohio State has made here, both games have gone to overtime, Ohio State winning them both en route to winning the last nine meetings. So hopefully that's a streak that the Badgers will snap tonight. And how will they do that? Well, let's get to it. Checking out our keys to the game presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. And Tausch, we talked about him in the pregame. We talked about him as it was unfolding last week. Braylon Allen maybe played as fine of an all-around game as he has as a Badger. And it's a big ask, but it's like, hey, do it all over again, and if you can, a little bit more.
Yeah, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games, and Braylon Allen is the big-time player right now for this Wisconsin offense. So I think anytime you're playing Ohio State, Michigan, the energy is up. I think everybody's preps up, and you come to Wisconsin for moments like this. And when you're Braylon, if you're in this position, you're just chomping to get out there and perform and do it for your teammates. So yeah, he's going to need a big night. Obviously, they're going to need some big plays from the defensive side of the football. And when you're playing a really high-quality team like the Ohio State Buckeyes, you need it all to work, and you need to play complementary football to do it. So huge challenge ahead of this Badger team tonight. But as Luke Fickell said, this is one of those measuring stick games. You want to see where you're at as far as this program goes. You're going to get a good idea of where they're at tonight.
Well, there have been games in this Ohio State streak where the Badgers have gone toe-to-toe with the Buckeyes, and there have been others where, quite frankly, the game was over not long after the opening kickoff. In other words, those first few minutes of a game could be important. With more on that, we check in with our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb.
The Badgers have focused on that this week, meeting the moment. They know this place is going to be electric. They're excited because there's a lot of people on the staff and team who have not experienced the Camp Randall magic like it'll have tonight. And I can tell you down here on the field, it is juiced up. There is energy. There is just a different vibe when Camp Randall comes alive after dark. And so they've talked about that. And they said last week was important for a ton of reasons. One, because before they went into it, that game, they had to have faith that they could perform in those opportunities and those clutch moments. Now they have proof. So now they have a different reason that they can believe. But meeting the moment, meeting these first 5 minutes and not letting the game get away early is critical tonight.
All right, the captains are on the field, including the honorary captain for Wisconsin, James White. The referee tonight is Larry Smith, as we are about ready for the toss of the coin. Sweet feet being introduced to the crowd here in Madison.
I think legitimately tell me somebody more underrated as far as a Wisconsin Badger, the impact and what he's done. Great pro career. Probably the most underrated guy I've seen.
I agree. Here's the toss of the coin. And we've lost our referee microphone, so there you go.
Wisconsin.
There we go.
Has won. We'll defer. Ohio State will receive.
Now, picking on your point, Tausch, you're right, and it's kind of stunning with James White, three-time Super Bowl champion, was really the MVP
of
the remarkable.
Yeah,
he got the car. Down 28-3, they rallied to beat the Atlanta Falcons, and a do-all back here when the last time Wisconsin beat Ohio State, the opening kick was a beautiful moment. James White helped put the game away with a fourth quarter touchdown.
Yeah, it just, I think you get caught up with obviously Melvin Gordon, Monte Ball, but it just always seemed James White was there when you needed somebody. And you know, when Tom Brady talks about him the way he does, he is a special, special player. Did it in the pros and obviously had a huge impact here as well.
All right. Again, the Badgers won the toss, have elected to defer. So Luke Fickell will get the defense out there first. The Badgers in the Cardinal jerseys, the Cardinal trim, or the Cardinal pants, I should say. Red on red, Cardinal on Cardinal. And the white trim, the Buckeyes are traveling white unis, a scarlet and gray trim, the gray pants as we're about set to go. Talk about streaks. Streaks are made to be broken. Ohio State's won the last nine. Ryan Day coached Buckeye teams are 34-0 versus the unranked. Wisconsin is unranked going into this game. See, it's the jinx thing. I'm just getting it in there.
Get that out there right away. And I like this. You're always intrigued to see when you win a toss what a team does. Almost everybody defers. When you have monster energy, you always want to do. You want to play to that because this will be loud, and you can set that tone where you can get the ball in the second half. So now let's see. We remember the great kickoff return of 2010. Now let's get a big kickoff turnover. Get the ball early here. That's what we're looking for. Big plays on special teams today.
Xavier Johnson, the return man for Ohio State, going from our right to our left, south to north, is Gavin Lahm on the approach. The kick is in the air. Hangs up there high end over end and will dribble out of bounds inside the 5-yard line of the far side. So a mistake on the opening kick, and Ohio State will begin at its 35-yard line. We are underway in Madison.
And not ideal. I don't think anybody can sit here and tell you that's ideal. You know, there's a little wind into you. You want to get it back there. You're going to start a little bit higher up than you want, but again, you have to overcome, and the defense gets put in a little bit more of a tight spot than I think we anticipated or hoped.
It'll be interesting to see. Ohio State wants to get its running game going. Run defense has been vulnerable for Wisconsin this season. Travion Henderson, their home run hitter, is back in the lineup. He's missed the last three games for Ohio State. Marvin Harrison will line up wide to the left. Two receivers left. Xavier Johnson slot left. Motions to the formation. Kyle McCord under center. Gives off Henderson. Big room off the right side. Slams across the 40 and up to the 44-yard line at a gain of 9. Nizer Forkurine up to make the tackle on the first play from scrimmage.
Yeah, that's not what you want is your secondary having to tackle and no one touching him before that. Big hole off of Ohio State's offensive right side on that first play.
Well, bunch three tight to the left, including Stover. Cade Stover, they're tied in. Now Xavier Johnson motions slot on the right. Pistol formation on second and one. A low shotgun snap dug out by McCord under pressure, and he throws it away incomplete. Hunter Wohler sprinting toward the quarterback, and it's third and one for the Buckeyes at their own 44.
Yeah, I like that. You see, Wisconsin brings a little pressure. Ohio State had a slide protection onto the right side. No one accounted for Hunter Wohler, and I hope we see that a bunch because Hunter Wohler has been fantastic all season.
Ohio State 43% converting on third down. Badgers getting their personnel organized. Harrison out wide to the left with Ricardo Holman. Under center is Kyle McCord. He'll try to sneak forward, pushing straight ahead. Needed the 45, and it looks like he'll get the 45 and a half, and that'll be a first down for Ohio State. McCord 6'3", listed at 215 pounds. Was a high school teammate of Marvin Harrison. And Harrison lines up wide to the right now against Forkurine. First and 10 for the Buckeyes at their 46-yard line. Just underway, opening possession for Ohio State. Two receivers to the left, Harrison to the right. Shotgun snap to McCord. Badgers rush three. McCord throws to the left, and that is caught by Julian Fleming. Whipped out of bounds by Ricardo Hallman at the 40-yard line of Wisconsin. And that'll be a gain of 14 and a first down for Ohio State.
Yeah, that was a long, I mean, you're talking about far hash to the far sideline, down to Wisconsin sideline. Nicely executed throw there by McCord.
First and 10, Ohio State at the Wisconsin 40-yard line. Chip Traynham now in it, running back for the Buckeyes. Lines up to the right of the QB. Xavier Johnson in the slot, now takes the handoff, little end around, trying the right side, turns it back up inside the 40. Jung Mehta runs him down at the 45-yard line of Wisconsin on a gain of 5. Second down coming up for Ohio State.
Yeah, Hunter Wohler did a nice job of keeping him inside, keeping contained. Now, I'd like to see the pursuit coming a little bit faster. You know, that should have been a 2 or 3 yard play instead of 5.
Xavier Johnson could do a little bit of everything for this Ohio State team. They've lined him up at running back, and on the end around, got 5 there on first down. Second and 5. Johnson slot to the right. Harrison wide to the right. Fleming to the left. Travion Henderson back in there, out of the pistol, hand off Henderson, trying to find room off the right side, made something out of nothing, maybe a yard. Jason Maitre, the slot corner over there to make the tackle. They'll mark at the 33, it looks like, of Wisconsin. So Henderson squeezes 2 out of the play, and it's 3rd and 3 for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, we're going to need to see a lot of that tonight, is a little bit of penetration from the interior part of Wisconsin's defensive line. Getting in the backfield, you want to make that back bubble it a little bit, stop his feet. Did a nice job there.
Slot left, slot right. Now they'll empty the backfield as Henderson will motion out wide to the left. Empty backfield, 3rd and 3 at the Badger 33. McCord takes a snap. Four-man rush, Wisconsin. McCord throws right side, incomplete. He and Harrison not on the same page. Forkurine on the coverage, and it's now 4th and 3 Ohio State at the Wisconsin 33-yard line, and Ryan Day keeping the offense out there for the moment.
Yeah, Maserati Marv, I think he had an idea of having a back shoulder throw. McCord did not see it that way. That was a little miscommunication. And now we're setting up here, and they're definitely going to go for it here on 4th and 3.
Took you 3 game minutes to get
that
in there.
Yeah, I thought I was surprised it took that long.
Trips to the left, 4th and 3, Ohio State at the Wisconsin 33-yard line. Snap to McCord, and play is whistled down here.
They called a timeout.
Timeout taken by Ohio State. Play clock winding down, a timeout taken. So there's the first charge timeout for Ryan Day, and I believe we'll see if it's a full timeout. We have 11:54 left in this first quarter. No score as a timeout is taken, and we're going to keep it right here, I believe.
Yeah, and it looked like that was, again, Ryan Day, that was a smart move because the left tackle jump, there was, I think, it's always the players don't know if you're going to go for it, so they're kind of milling around. You got the field goal team milling around, and that was the case where I think that was a smart timeout. It would have been nice from Wisconsin's end because that looked a little disjointed before Ryan Day got the timeout.
Patrick.
Nizir Forkureen just limped off the field. He's the cornerback who's making his first career start tonight. You've already called his name. He's not in there. Alexander Smith replaces him.
All right, here we go. Three receivers left. They got Cade Stover out to the right. Travion Henderson, the running back, to the right of McCord. Fourth and three, Ohio State at the Badger 33-yard line. McCord takes the snap, back to throw, under some pressure, ball knocked out by Getz, and the Badgers come up with it. They get the stop, they get the ball, triggered by C.J. Getz at the Wisconsin 41-yard line.
Just great effort to continue to play through the whistle and get off the field here, getting Wisconsin the ball back.
And we will take a break. 11:44 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin nothing, Ohio State nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Are you interested in a shatterproof career opportunity with a world-class employer who supports work-life balance? Cardinal LG Amery uses modern cutting-edge technology to produce the highest quality products in the industry. With community and family values deeply embedded into their everyday operations, they are truly a top-tier local employer and offer flexible scheduling, outstanding benefits, and opportunities for growth. Join the team and discover an environment that is supportive of you, your talents, and your life outside of work. Apply today and go to shatterproofcareers.com for more information.
At Amery Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amery Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmeryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amery Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Lotsa Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. And we thank tonight's game sponsor, Medea Midwest, proud supporter of Wisconsin football. Medea Midwest, your local Duckless Solutions provider. C.J. Getz knocked it out. Muma Jungmeta pounced, and the Badgers take over at their 41-yard line, first and 10 with 11:44 left in a scoreless first quarter.
Yeah, Ed Latu up on the edge as well, and I think there was a little bit of a confusion. Was able to get the right tackle to kind of short set, got a soft edge, and then C.J. finished it off.
Braden Locke, the quarterback, his second career start. Will Pauling slot left, motions to the right, snap the lock, handoff. Braylon Allen hits the right side of the line, and he'll muscle his way up to the 44-yard line on a gain of four.
Yeah, we like that. That is what you're looking for. It's no penetration. Nice job by everybody just keeping their feet. Michael Furtney did, kept his feet moving, got up on that next level. And we'll take 4 yards every time on first down.
29 for 145. The totals for Braylon Allen. Carries in yards last week in Illinois. Two receivers right. Chimray DK out to the left. Allen will shift to the right of Braden Locke on second down and six. Snap to Locke. He'll hand it to Allen going up the middle. And just pushing bodies beyond the midfield stripe. And the ball popped out. And it's recovered by Davison Igbinosin of Ohio State. Allen was moving the pile up the right hash marks, and then it got knocked out, the ball did. And Ohio State gets it right back just inside its 45-yard line.
Yeah, a little bit of a high snap. Nice job by Locke of pulling it down. And that's a case. I love the competitiveness. I want to see him finish his runs. But there's also you have to, especially at the end of runs, when you're kind of bottled up, that's when you get see the punches. You see people stripping away at the football. And unfortunately, Ohio State got Braylon there.
So the Buckeyes take over at their 44-yard line, first and 10, 11:03 left first quarter, no score. Travion Henderson had lined up wide left, now motions into the backfield to the right of Kyle McCord of the shotgun. Two receivers right, one on the left, snap to McCord, hands off Henderson, into the line, runs into Forcurine and bangs his way near the midfield stripe, does Henderson, on a gain of close to six. They'll mark at the 49, so Henderson gets five. Second down coming up.
Yeah, that was well executed by Ohio State's left side of their offensive line. And when you're getting corners and safeties, you get the running back on them without anyone else touching them. That's not the formula Wisconsin's looking for.
Marvin Harrison slot left, loops in motion to the right, handoff Travion Henderson across midfield, and he is cut down by Kamoi Ilatu at about the 47 of Wisconsin. Third down and a yard, maybe a bit less than a yard to go for the Buckeyes as they get right back on the ball.
Yeah, they're using Marvin Harrison. They're using guys making that line. The linebacker's eyes go to some of that jet motion.
Snap to McCord, back to throw, has time, shoots a left, caught by Henderson outside the numbers, 30, 25-yard line to the 20-yard line. Jung Mehta racing over to make the tackle at the 17 of Wisconsin, and the Buckeyes with the first big scoring threat of the night.
You know, it's third and short, so you're obviously thinking inside run. Jung Mehta got tied up there a little bit. Ohio State went with a little bit of tempo and just ran a basic little swing pass out of the backfield. Jung Mehta was a little late on the coverage.
First and 10, Ohio State at the Wisconsin 17-yard line. Slot left, slot right. Henderson to the right of Kyle McCord. In the shotgun, takes a snap. Badgers bringing four. McCord throwing right side in zone. Broken up by Ricardo Hallman. Intended for Marvin Harrison. And that is great work by Hallman about 5 yards deep in the end zone. Second and 10.
Yeah, good protection by Ohio State. That was the case. Hallman just went toe-to-toe with one of the best players in college football. Harrison tried to high point that football. Hallman decided to continue to fight through, get his hand on it, and just bat it away at the last second. Awesome coverage by Hallman.
5.5 minutes gone by. No score. Second and 10, Ohio State at the Wisconsin 17-yard line. Jordan Turner, Muma Jung Mehta, the linebacking duo out there for Wisconsin. Chip Trainum in there at running back. Xavier Johnson wide left, motions to the right. They'll end around with him again. Johnson trying to hit the edge inside the 15-yard line and brought down at about the 12. And again, that's a second carry for Xavier Johnson. Third down and about four is a market just outside the 11 of Wisconsin.
Yeah, they're obviously wanting to get the ball in his hands a little bit and getting, really trying to put a ton of pressure on Wisconsin's defense horizontally, and that's getting guys running. I'd like to see a little more pursuit because so far they're trying to get the edge. Wisconsin has held. Peterson did a nice job of keeping contained. There just was not enough bodies running to the football.
McCord going under center. Chip Trainum is in there at running back. On third down, McCord hands off to Trainum, and he is slowed down by Turner, and they're going to mark him down at the 9-yard line. Jordan Turner gets in there to make the play, so it's fourth and two, and Ryan Day sends on the field goal team and the kicker, Jaden Fielding.
That was a big tackle because it was blocked really well. The right side of Ohio State's offensive line washed Wisconsin's D down. Jordan Turner's the only guy making that play. Fortunately, he did, and we're having Ohio State settle for a field goal.
This will be a 27-yard field goal try at the right hash mark. Lines are down, snap, spot, kick is away, and it is good. And the Buckeyes get three off the Wisconsin turnover. Jaden Fielding now 10 of 11 in field goal tries so far this year. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And just as a touchdown takes great teamwork, a successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit CaseIH.com/Badgers. 8:09 left in the first quarter. Ohio State 3, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, show me the money, to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Pottawatomie, Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, show me the money. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
Shush. While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
A 7-play, 47-yard drive. Took about 3 minutes. Jaden Fielding with a 27-yard field goal. 8:09 left of the first quarter. 3-0 Ohio State leads Wisconsin as we check in with Patrick Hurd.
Wisconsin's first drive ended in a Braylon Allen fumble, and he was really upset with himself as he came to the bench. As you can imagine, really hard on himself. In fact, it was his teammates who were trying to build him up. Even walking off the field, Riley Malman put his arm around him and saying, we're going to need a lot more out of you. We've talked before that maybe Braylon's at his best when he's angry. It's fair to say he's pretty angry right now.
Angry Braylon can be really good Braylon. That's for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, loved his first two carries, obviously, until you didn't and when he put it on the ground. But running hard, finishing, and there's a balance where you want to make sure you're finishing, you're trying to get every yard, but you also have to be incredibly smart with the football. And Braylon, the first one, 5 yards, 4 yards, that's what you're looking for. Have to make sure ball security is at the top of the list, though.
Jim Ray, DK, Vinny Anthony are deep for Wisconsin. Jaden Fielding on the run-up, and the kick is away, and he hits it well as DK will let it fly over his head and into the end zone for the touchback, and the Badgers will start at their 25-yard line. So possession number two here for Wisconsin. By the way, Jack Sawyer was credited with forcing that Braylon Allen fumble that Davis and Igbinosin pounced on for Ohio State.
Yeah, I think you from Wisconsin's standpoint, you like the way that started. You're covering guys up front. You're getting good push. Going to need to see a little bit more of that.
Three receivers right, one on the left. Braden Lacquez, Braylon Allen to his left, and the handoff to Allen got hit right away, but he fights through it across the 25, and Allen, oh, he may have coughed it up again, a pile near the 30-yard line at the 29 is where the pile is, as Braylon lost it again, it looked like, after a terrific run, but this time the Badgers are able to recover. Not sure that might have been Jack Nelson coming up with it. Thank you. Gain of four.
Good effort to go down and get it. That is... The snap fluttered back a little bit, and Ohio State is screaming off the edge. So I was a little bit nervous that the mesh point of hand and the football off was going to be troublesome. We've seen two out of three plays now with the ball on the ground. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Second down and six. Badgers at their 29-yard line. Three receivers right, one on the left. It was Jordan Hancock who forced that fumble. The Badgers kept it locked, throwing, floats it left side for DK, who broke out, and the penalty marker flies. He was breaking to the boundary. The pass sailed about 15 yards beyond him, but Chimre was hung up, and that was Igbinosin, I think, the guilty party.
It's number one. 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. Automatic first down.
That's Davis and Igbinosin, who's been really good. A corner, a transfer from Ole Miss, but the Badgers get a freebie first down on the penalty.
Yeah, a lot of cloth, and you know, Chim put his arms up. Good job selling it, making sure the ref saw a lot of cloth. That was a very good call, and I like that Wisconsin. Ball comes out on time, and we're going to take some shots. You're going to see a lot of man-to-man coverage. Let's see our receivers get out there and make some big plays.
Riley Nowakowski, the tight end, slot left, motions now, lines up wing on the right side on first down. Locke will hand it to Braylon across the 40-yard line, gets stood up and driven back. Progress stopped at the 42-yard line. Steel Chambers in there helping lead the charge for Ohio State. That's a gain of 3 to the 42 of Wisconsin, second down and 7.
Yeah, Huber pulled there from his left guard spot, got out there and got a little bit of movement. We ended up picking up a quick 3.
Bryson Green out wide to the right, 2 receivers to the left, snap the lock, looking left, throwing left of the boundary. DK cannot gather it at the 48-yard line of the far side. Igbinosin on the coverage, and it's 3rd and 7 for the Badgers at their 42-yard line. 6:43 left of the first quarter. It's 3-0 Ohio State.
Yeah, great throw. That ball has to be caught. Chim had a really nice route. It was in front of his guy, had a first down, and Braden Locke, at fifth step, hit the ground. Ball came out on time. Really good throw. That's one Chim has to come down with.
DK wide left. You got Pauling, Bell, and Green to the right. 3rd down and 7 for Braden Locke in this Wisconsin offense. Snap to Locke. Buckeyes bring 4. Braden throws, and that's batted down by Tyleek Williams, the junior defensive tackle, and the Badgers will be forced to punt from their 42-yard line.
Yeah, I said in the pregame, you can't get in a bunch of 3rd and 7s. I watched some film this week on Ohio State and their blitz package and what they do on 3rd and 5+. They walk guys up. They put a ton of pressure. And Braylon Allen did a really nice job of fitting between center and left guard to help pick up the stunter. The protection was okay, but the hand got up, knocked the pass down, forcing Wisconsin to punt.
Jaden Ballard is deep. Atticus Bertram's on the punt, takes the snap, steps up, and the kick is away. A line drive. Ballard grabs at the 12, bending to his left across the 15-yard line, and is forced out of bounds. Tatum Grass over there. And Quincy Burroughs as well, 45-yard punt, 6 on the return, and we do have a penalty marker on the play. Close to the line of scrimmage. So they'll sort this out with 6:30 left in the first quarter. 3-0 Ohio State.
Felt like an alignment issue.
They've had a handful of those with special teams this season. Officials talking with Ryan Day.
Formation, kicking team, 5 in the backfield. Ohio State will take that penalty at the end of the kick, 5 yards, first down, timeout.
All right, 6:30 left in the first quarter. We'll take another break. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And drive on Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. 6:30 left in the first quarter. Ohio State 3, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Stable Starting Fluid is an aerosol spray that guarantees a faster start in gasoline and diesel engines. Its heavy-duty formula inhibits corrosion and lubricates upper cylinders. An 11-ounce can is just $2.99 after rebate. Keep your carburetor clean with a can of Stable Carbon Choke Cleaner. Also just $2.99 after 11% off. Good through October 29th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
6 minutes, 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Ohio State 3, Wisconsin nothing. Buckeyes starting at their 24-yard line.
Oh, I'll tell you what, a little off-the-field thing here with Coach Alvarez and Chris McIntosh, the athletic director, and Ted Kellner, who made an incredible, generous donation to get this indoor facility going. I don't know if you can make a very good claim. Obviously, Barry and Pat Richter. Ted Kellner has been integral for the success of this program. What a gesture by Ted.
Yeah, has he ever been integral? Just